Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew preaches an important Father's Day message entitled, How to Raise Christian Children, preached June 20th, 2021. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the book of Proverbs, beginning with chapter 1, verse 7.
What is God speaking to Christian fathers? Answer is not found in universities. It is not found in many churches because they do not believe in the word. You go to seminaries. Most seminaries do not believe in the Bible. The answer is found in the Bible only. In the Bible, God is speaking to you personally as you read it. So Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 1, speaks about authority of the Bible. In the Bible, God is speaking, and we are to hear and do what God says. That is point number one. Answer is found in the Bible only. Point number two. Who is a Christian father? And the answer is, he is an elect of God. Few there are elect of God. And I don't understand election, but I rejoice in it. And we should do so. For those God foreknew, he also predestined. This is speaking about election. Professor John Murray said, foreknew means foreloved in eternity past. God saw us sinners, totally depraved. Tulip means total depravity, unconditional election, you did nothing. Limited atonement, that is, atonement Christ accomplished did not apply to all people, only to the elect. Irresistible grace. You can go ahead and resist it. And God wins. And the proof that you are saved is perseverance in obedience. So we are elect of God. I don't understand it because I was a sinner, just like anybody else, totally depraved, and yet God chose me to be saved forever. And so regenerated. This is another truth not preached. Evangelicalism normally does not speak on regeneration. Now listen to Ephesians 2, 1 through 5. As for you, you were dead.
Yes.
Dead. Amen. In your transgressions and sins. We can only do transgression and sins. Amen. In which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air. Who is that? Devil. Our father was the devil.
Yes.
And things changed. Our father is Heavenly Father. The spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Always disobedient, sir. All of us, including St. Paul, also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. He demands total obedience, the devil. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of God's wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, not wrath, mercy, made us alive, that is regeneration, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you are saved through faith. Thank God for regeneration. And regeneration, you receive a new mind, the mind of God, new will, the will of God, new set of emotions. We glory in tribulations also. And so we are filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized in the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. God threw me out into the uttermost part of the earth. I don't like it, but there is no choice. You have to do what you have to do by the will of God. And obeying Christ, a Christian father hears the word of God and obeys Christ. Although he was God's eternal son, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Saint Peter said, make your calling and election sure.
Yes.
How? By present obedience. Number three, a Christian father is the boss in the home. He is the ruler and responsible. 1 Corinthians 11:3. The head of every man is Christ, and the head of woman is man. In the family, the father is the head. Christ is the head of the father. He must answer to Christ, who is Lord of all. Number four, he manages his home. 1 Timothy 3:5, he's a manager. And I manage my home. I am responsible father. I work 6 days a week. Number five, his children, listen, are believers and obedient to their parents and pastors if they are elect of God. Jacob I loved and Esau I hated, God said. Same father, same mother, same time born. So I am saying, if they are not elect, they will be wicked. An elder must be blameless, the husband of but one wife, a man whose children believe and are not open to the charge of being wild and disobedient. Unless what, sir? Unless elect. It is God's church. Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Number six, the children are taught the scriptures daily at home. When I was a little kid, parents wake up and pray at 4 o'clock. And we are to wake up and pray and be taught the scripture. And 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., evening sacrifice, worship. Oh, every day, sir. I was trained that way. What about you? Daily scripture reading and teaching and praying and singing. And I came out to be okay. Number seven, you must not worship children. There are parents who worship them. Only God is to be worshipped, not creatures. And eight, the father should provide for the family. 1 Timothy 5:8, sir. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith. He's not a Christian. And Pastor's translation is what? And he's worse than an animal. The scripture says, worse than an unbeliever. But unbeliever provides. There are a lot of people unbelievers provide. Number nine, fathers must see to it, this is important, that the children fellowship with only godly people. Psalm 1 is the title psalm. 150 Psalms. Psalm 1 is the title psalm. That the children fellowship with only godly people. Certain families, they destroyed their children by letting them fellowship with ungodly people. 1 Corinthians 15:33 through 34. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Come back to your senses as you ought and stop sinning. For there are some who are ignorant of God. I say this to your shame. Number 10. The father must discipline as God disciplines children. There is a book I wrote on Hebrews. Discipline appears in chapter 12, 5 through 11, 10 times the word discipline. God disciplines. There are 5 aspects of discipline. All scripture is God-breathed, profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness, and punishing. Drive in wisdom and drive out what's a folly. And all these aspects are important. We don't worship children because it's a sin to worship children. Oh, they look nice. God does not look at the outside. He looks at the heart. And you have forgotten the word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of God's discipline. And do not lose heart when he rebukes you. It's a sign of love. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves. And he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, you are an illegitimate children and not true sons. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live? Our Father disciplined us for a little while as they thought best. But God disciplines us for our good. The purpose is that we may share in his holiness. We are predestined to be like Christ. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, discipline produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. And God disciplines. 1 Corinthians 11:30, that is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number died. But they will go to heaven. Rod is the symbol of parents' authority. Did you use rod, sir? My parents did use it on me. Too much money, sir. If you have food and clothing, be content therewith. All scripture is God spoken. There is no other book like the Bible. In the Bible, God speaks to you personally. All scripture is God-breathed, means God-spoken, and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Teach, rebuke, correct, train, and punish. Are you punished, sir? With the rod, the symbol of authority. Number 11, parents and pastors must be respected and obeyed. 1 Thessalonians 5:13, hold them in the highest esteem, pastor's translation, in love because of their work. The Greek word is huperekperiso, highest esteem. That means when he speaks, somebody obeys. Without obedience, there is no respect. We are told the same thing. Hebrews 13 and 17 applies to parents and pastors. Children, Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And Hebrews 5:8 and 9. Although he was God's eternal Son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. Once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. If you don't obey Jesus, you are not saved. Repent, and God will forgive your sins. Number 12. I was brought up with Proverbs as a child. Proverb 1:7. And so on. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fools, you know the Greek word for fool? Idiot. Idiotes. Fools say what? In their heart there is no God. Idiot. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They will be a garland to grace your head. Not gold, but we were brought up garland of grace, your head, and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not give in to them. A fool doesn't listen to anybody, especially God. So who is a fool? An idiot. 2 Timothy 3:15, how from infancy you have known, Timothy, holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation. Proverbs 13 and verse 14, the teaching of the wise is a fountain of life. When I speak, life comes out. Turning a man from the snares of death, that is hell. Proverbs 13:24. He who spares the rod hates his son. How is your son doing, sir, and daughter? It's a good question. But a companion of fools suffers harm. Wrong friends. He who walks with the wise grows wise. But a companion of fools suffers harm. Proverbs 22:6. Train a child in the way he should go. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. J. Adams said, 6 weeks is sufficient to make anything a habit. And we have been reading the scriptures for years. Yes. It has become a habit. Train a child in the way he should go, the way of Jesus. And when he is old, he will not turn from it. Proverbs 28:13 and 14, he who conceals his sins does not prosper. But whoever confesses and renounces them find mercy. Blessed is the man who always fears the Lord, but he who hardens his heart falls into trouble. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own stupid, foolish understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Don't be an idiot. Proverbs 3, 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. That is what the fool does. Fear the Lord and shun evil. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and what, sir? Shun evil. Proverbs 4:18-23. Listen. Path of the righteous is like the first gleam of the dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely. You know what? Listen closely, hear and do immediately, exactly, and joyfully. Yes. Proverbs 14:7. Stay away from a foolish man, for you will not find knowledge on his lips. He lies all the time. He fornicates, and he has no regard for the Ten Commandments. Conclusion is Matthew 25:46. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. There is an end in our short life. Hell or heaven? Eternal life or eternal punishment? Friends, Jesus saves sinners like me. Nobody else saves. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed the word. Elect will hear the word and believe the word and obey the word. Yes. The wages of sin is death, and we were sinners. God gave us eternal life. Salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to men that they must be saved. God made him, that is Jesus Christ, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become righteousness of God. Profound statement. Everyone obeys either God or the devil. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Heavenly Father, I don't understand election, but I rejoice that you elected us.
Praise you, Lord.
You forgive sins. Hallelujah. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Lord, help us to repent of our sins.
Yes, O God.
And receive forgiveness and be saved.
Hallelujah.
Forever.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.